Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
And, you know, one of the things as a creative person, we use our craft, our art, broadcasting, music to deal with the stressors of life. You know, we don't have a workplace therapy, a number you can call when you are a musician or you paint or you work in theater. Or production, you don't have that group that you can go to and say, you know what, it's just I'm not feeling it today. I'm having a hard time. And I this past couple of weeks, I've been dragging, y'all. I have to admit, it's been really hard for me to just kind of get it up in gear. I've been canceling meetings because I was like, I don't want nobody to see me like this. Folks are plugging into me for the power. For the fun, for the laughs, and I ain't got nothing to giggle about. My baby's going away to college. I'm struggling with being a divorced parent. I'm already thinking about who's going to rake that roof. Who's going to get out there and blow that snow? Who's going to cut this grass? And so the ideas weren't flowing. But thankfully, we have organizations like Springboard for the Arts, and they put on amazing workshops for folks who are in that world. And a lot of you who listen are. And so on Monday, I got to tell you about this virtual opportunity. It's mental health and wellness tips for artists and creatives. Because the way you talk to us is not the way you talk to somebody who got a 9-to-5 job, because we are a different breed. And Eric Fawcett and Lydia Liu will be exploring strategies to help us with our own emotional well-being. That is on Monday, this Monday from 12 to noon. And Eric has been kind enough to join me on the show, and he is here. Eric, how did this get started, this Ask Me Anything? You know, you are working all the time to normalize mental health, but especially for creatives, folks come to us for the power. They come to us to laugh. They come to us to be filled. And when we get empty, we don't know what to do.
Right. Well, Shaletta, first of all, I just want to thank you for all you do to promote positive mental health and to connect Minnesotans with all the great mental health resources we have here. So thank you for that and for your vulnerability and sharing your own experience. So Lydia and I both came to our respective mental health fields. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. Lydia is a certified coach after having decades of experiences in the arts. She's a classical musician, and I come from the hip hop and rock world. And for both of us, what was paramount in what drew us to those experiences were the relational components and also the power that we have both as creators to lift others, but also the power that we have to lift ourselves by pursuing what for both of us were our dreams. The challenge is we live in a society and in a world that historically has not supported artists. We know this. Well documented. The clients that we now serve face a constellation of challenges that are really unique to the arts. And I'll pause there because that it's quite a list. But what drew us to this work and to each other is that we feel like this is an area that mental health practitioners, and we've got great ones in this state, there aren't a lot of us who have the background and experience to really help out artists. Now, that being said, Lydia and I have pulled together a great list of mental health resources for Springboard for the Arts, who great organization that you mentioned that we have here in the state that are really well suited to help folks who are artists, who are creatives. They can be professionals or not professionals who face these challenges.
And I just want to remind people that it is okay not to be okay. For so long, we thought that, you know, if you weren't feeling well mentally, or if you were, you know, old school way of saying had the blues or feeling down, that was a sign of weakness. And that is not a sign of weakness. That is letting you know that you are really in touch and in tune with yourself. And you know when you are not 100%. And it is okay to seek help, which is why I wanted to make sure to let folks know about this event on Monday, July 5th. Ask Me Anything, Mental Health and Wellness Tips for Artists and Creatives. It is a virtual space. You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to get out of your pajamas. Eric, tell us how folks can sign up, because I want to make sure they have information so they can go online and get registered.
Absolutely. And importantly, it's free. So Springboard for the Arts has the funding, thanks to our great state, to provide this for free. If anyone is interested, and yes, we all have struggles, thanks for normalizing that, Shaletta. Go to springboardforthearts.org/events. springboardforthearts.org/events. And it's the top event. You can easily sign up. It's at noon on Monday, July 15th. And join us, and we'll have a rich discussion.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for giving us your expertise. Please send my love to Lydia and thank her for all that you do, the two of you, to help artists and creatives normalize mental health, reach out for help, and tell my friends at Springboard for the Arts how amazing they are for putting this on and making it available for free. We thank y'all so much.
I sure will, Shaletta, and I know they're grateful for the work you do.
All right. We'll talk soon, my friend. I will see you on the Zoom. I will probably still be in my pajamas, and it is a safe space for people to come and cry and smile and laugh and snot and sneeze and pass gas, whatever you need to do on this space. You will not be judged. I'm here to tell you this is a good, safe space.
Welcome, everyone, in all garments. Pajamas.
Amen.
Otherwise, yes.
All right. We will see you Monday at noon, and we will see y'all right after the commercial break. We'll be right back.